A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither he nor his parents sinned. It is so that the works of God might be made visible through him." We have to do the works of the one who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he heard this, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva and smeared the clay on his eyes and said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back able to see. His neighbors and those who had seen him earlier as a beggar said, "Isn't this the one who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is." But others said, "No, he just looks like him." He said, "I am." So they said to him, "How were your eyes opened?" He replied, "The man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and told me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went there and washed and was able to see." And they said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I don't know."
He healed the darkness of my mind the day he gave my sight to me. It was not sin that made me blind, it was no sin that made me see. I once was blind, but now I see."
They brought the one who was once blind to the Pharisees. Now Jesus had made clay and opened his eyes on a Sabbath. So then the Pharisees also asked him how he was able to see. He said to them, "He put clay on my eyes and I washed and now I can see." So some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God because he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a sinful man do such signs?" And there was division among them. So they said to the blind man again, "What do you have to say about him since he opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." Now the Jews did not believe that he had been blind and had gained his sight until they summoned the parents of the one who had gained his sight. They asked them, "Is this your son who you say was born blind? How does he now see?" His parents answered and said, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind. We do not know how he sees now, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him, he is of age. He can speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews. For the Jews had already agreed that if anyone acknowledged him as the Christ, he would be expelled from the synagogue. For this reason, his parents said, "He is of age. Question him." So a second time they called the man who had been blind and said to him, "Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner." He replied, "If he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know is that I was blind and now I see." So they said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I told you already, and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too?" They ridiculed him and said, "You are that man's disciple. We are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but we do not know where this one is from."
Let others call my faith a lie, or try to stir up doubt in me. Look at me now, none can deny, I once was blind and now I see. I once was blind and now I see.
The man answered and said to them, "This is what is so amazing, that you do not know where he is from, yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if one is devout and does his will, he listens to him. It is unheard of that anyone ever opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he would not be able to do anything." They answered and said to him, "You were born totally in sin, and you are trying to teach us." Then they threw him out. When Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, he found him and said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered and said, "Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him. The one speaking with you is he." He said, "I do believe, Lord," and he worshipped him. Then Jesus said, "I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see might see, and those who do see might become blind." Some of the Pharisees who were with him heard this and said to him, "Surely we are not also blind, are we?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you are saying, 'We see.' So your sin remains."
Ask me not how, but I know who has opened up new worlds to me. This Jesus does what none can do. I once was blind and now I see.
I once was blind and now I see.
The Gospel of the Lord. Well, today is known as Laetare Sunday. That's a Latin word means joy or rejoicing. So hopefully you're all full of joy this morning. And so, strictly speaking, today we don't wear purple vestments. We ought to be wearing rose vestments, but we don't have any rose vestments. So I've done the best I can. A little bit of flour. And also, And maybe you can explain this to me. Also, in many parts of the world today, it's Mothering Sunday, it's Mother's Day, but it's not here. Right. Now, I know why it's Mothering Day in most normal parts of the world. because Laetare Sunday, God's name, is Midland Sunday, and going way back, girls who were in service, or servant girls who were looking after rich families and households, were allowed on this Sunday to go home and visit their mother, because they would be busy at Easter cooking and preparing the Easter feast and so on. So Midland Sunday today, in many parts of the world, is Mothering Sunday. Now, when is it celebrated here? May. And does anybody know why? Probably commercial reasons. almost, yep. Now, so that's a little bit about Laetare Sunday. And moving on from there then, the gospel this morning, because we come to the second scrutiny for the people who are preparing to be received into the church at Easter time. And the second scrutiny is about seeing. It's about seeing the light, but more so it's about seeing truthfully. And many ancients referred to what they called the tragic sense of life, that most people, due to their lack of insight and wisdom, do stupid things and self-destructive things. And isn't that so true? So true. Have you ever, any of you here, ever done stupid things?
Yep.
Sure, yeah. I can put the two hands up. And that's, you know, very often we don't really see reality, we don't see truthfully, but more important, many, many times, we don't want to. We don't want to know the truth about ourselves. It takes courage, a lot of courage, to look into our own hearts and our own souls, really, it does. In the recovering movement, whether it's recovering from alcohol or gambling or whatever addiction, you are required to do an inventory, a truthful, an honest inventory of yourself. Now, you know, and I know from experience, if you know somebody who has an alcoholic problem or a gambling problem or an eating problem or a sexual problem, you can talk all day long, you can point out to them where they're going wrong. Will it change them? No. Until they have the courage, and it takes courage and it takes backbone, to look truthfully at themselves and admit, I have a problem. That's 90% on the way to recovery, when you can say truthfully, I have a problem. You're well on the way. And then you go and seek help. You need help. You go and seek help. And that fits in very well to the gospel this morning. It's almost like a piece of theater where you have the blind man, you have Jesus, you have the Pharisees, you have the scribes, and you have his parents. They're all interacting and taking part in this little, I don't know, piece of theater or in this little play. And so a couple of interesting points about that the blind man did not ask Jesus to be healed, which is a good point. Jesus saw his need. Jesus saw his need before, and the blind man didn't ask. Jesus knows our needs more than before ourselves, and better than we know. So I never actually pray to Jesus for my needs, because I know he gives me everything I need. I think most times, what are we praying for? Our wants, rather than rather than our needs. I want this, I want that, and I want the other thing. So Jesus knew his needs. Now, a very important point. A big argument then begins, and this applies to all of us. So, why is he blind? Well, the Pharisee said, we know why he's blind, because he's a sinner. See the prejudice and the judging. And who comes out worse in this story? The religious, the priests. They always do, you know. they do, really. Full of all, you know, set ideas and immovable. And so the Pharisees, they saw their power and their control and everything else and their theology, so, you know, being threatened. But, and this is very important, who has sinned? Why is he suffering like that? Now, how often you have said, I'm sure you have, why has God done this to me? Why has God done this to me? I go to church every Sunday. I say my prayers. I'm a decent Catholic, whatever that means. A decent, you might be better off being an indecent Catholic. I don't know, but I'm a decent Catholic, and I do my bit, and why is God punishing me? Well, Jesus answered that in the gospel this morning by answering that this neither he nor his parents sinned, but this happened so that the wonderful works of God could be seen. And so I can honestly, and it's always very important up here to be honestly able to share from the heart, I can honestly say that when I come across suffering or come across somebody else suffering, as I have done more than once this week, I've met with people who are in terrible suffering, and they are puzzled, and the question comes up time after time after time. I know, and I believe God never lets anything go to waste. Believe me when I say that. Believe me. And no matter what happens in my life, I firmly believe, whether it is pain or suffering, I don't complain, but I say, no, things go wrong, you make a mess of things, you fail. Failure is very important. I know God has a plan, and God has. Nothing in this world happens by chance. There is a plan. There is a plan. And when you really believe that, I mean, really, now that's seeing truthfully. That's seeing, it's like a third eye, you know, rather than seeing physically, you're seeing, you have wisdom and understanding. I don't know what you pray for each day, but every morning in my life, I pray that God will give me the gift of insight, the gift of wisdom and understanding, to see what really matters and what really is important and what is not important. How often we spend hours and hours and hours worrying about things that are not important, huh? How often we do that? Does it achieve anything? No, it does. It does. Pain in our tummies, pain in our backs, headaches. You know, we get tired from worrying. God, give me the insight to see what is important and what is not important. Wisdom, understanding. That's what the gospel is about this morning. To see with a new pair of eyes. Because as soon as that man was healed and he could see, look at the change that came about in his life. He now became a follower of Jesus. And so that's really the core message of the gospel this morning. don't be afraid to look into your own hearts and your own souls. Ask yourself a question. For example, what motivates me? What gets me out of bed in the morning? What are my main aims in life? Is it success? Is it fame? Is it to make more money? What motivates me? What gets me out of bed in the morning? And ask yourself, and don't give a superficial answer, but dig, 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 dig deep down into your hearts and into your souls, and then come up with an answer. Don't be afraid to do a moral inventory on yourself. You'll be amazed what you find. So let's stand now. Well, no, stay as you are. Sorry.